for at least a limited time in the U.S., including weather forecasts, singing happy birthday, and personal anecdotes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat.
Did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning at 11:03. It is 50 sunny degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is mostly sunny with a high of 59. There's a chance of rain beginning after 2 a.m. tonight. And there's an 80% chance of rain tomorrow, and it's only going to be 44 degrees. So it's going to be a cold rain. There's a slight chance of that other precipitation, but nothing much to ruin your Friday. Saturday, there's a chance of rain mainly before 8 a.m., then mostly cloudy with a high of 64. And Sunday looks like the winner of the weekend, sunny with a high of 66.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Are you blind when you're born?
Can you see in the dark?
Can you look at a king? Would you sit on his throne? Can you say of your bite that it's worse than your bark? Are you cock of the walk?
When you're walking alone.
Okay, I give up. Cats?
Cats.
It is?
It is.
Oh.
Well done. Because it is April, National Poetry Month, and Cats the Musical is, of course, based on the collection of poetry Cats by T.S. Eliot.
I don't know if I knew that. Have you seen Cats on Broadway?
I have not. But my best friend from high school is obsessed with it.
I don't really know what it's about. Do you? Is it just different stories, or is it one collected story?
Related stories of just cats living in London.
How did they make that? That must be good. I don't understand how that.
Well, the costumes are completely fantastic, and fantastical.
Right.
And
what's the big song from that again?
Memory.
Memory. That's right. Who wrote the music for Cats?
Andrew Lloyd Webber. And Betty Buckley.
I guess I should.
The classic Memory version from, also of Eight Is Enough fame.
Yes, I guess I should see it before I judge it, and I'll probably love it. Right?
I think you would.
I don't know. Every time I see a little clip of it, I guess the cat suits throw me off.
They're kind of creepy, I think.
Welcome to the Cat Show. What are we doing? We're like 3 minutes in. People never
tuned in. They
don't
even know what we're talking.
Are like, what show is this again? I thought this was the library show. It is the library show. Starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterton County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. What is the word they're saying? Jellicle?
Jellicle.
Jellicle?
Jellicle. It's the name of the cat.
Jellicle?
Jellicle.
It's the actual name, like spot?
Yep.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Angelical.
Like Jim.
What? They've lost me. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m., and then when we get through all this stuff, we'll talk about the Huntington County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Huntington County on today's show. Have you ever met anybody that named a cat Jellicle
after actually, this park? Okay, it's actually a tribe of cats.
Jellicle?
More like the Lenape. Okay, Cats is a sung-through musical, which you would like because you like Les Mis it's sung through, also known as an operetta, composed by Andrew Lloyd Webber based on Old Possum's book of Practical Cats by T.S. Eliot. The musical tells the story of a tribe of cats called the Jellicles and the night they make what is known as the Jellicle choice and decide which cat would ascend to the Heaviside Layer and come back to a new life.
What? Are you kidding me? So they have to sacrifice a cat?
No. Which one's going to be resurrected?
You mean they're all dead? I don't get it.
No, don't worry about it. Just keep going.
Wait a minute. I'm trying to understand. Are all the cats dead? Or resurrected as a human or something?
No.
What?
It's very fantastical.
It is very fantastical. I don't know.
All right. I was trying to do because it's Poetry Month.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
But Jellicle is the group of cats.
Right. Like the Otto or the Otto tribe of Indians.
And T.S. Eliot wrote a whole book about cat poems?
Yes.
Why?
I can't answer that.
On today's show, we'll be talking about National Library Week. It begins Sunday, April 7th. National Library Week, Jennifer. Stop by the library and celebrate with us. You could win a gift basket. Maker's Day 2019 has come and gone. We'll recap the day for you. It's April, which means the Friends of the Huntington County Library book sale is right around the corner. We have information about the book donation drives and the sale itself. Jennifer thinks it's wrong that only one company makes the game Monopoly.
Very good.
We'll talk about HCL's new look, concerts, and programs, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, and much more on today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you? Are we done with Cats?
We're finished.
Any last thoughts?
Cats. No.
Is it still on Broadway?
I'm not sure. It's tremendously, I think it is. It's one of the longest running, if not the longest running on Broadway.
Okay. Did they ever make a movie of it?
I believe so.
I'll have to watch it.
It was never one of my...
For some reason, I'm thinking I'm getting the nagging suspicion that I tried to watch it one time. I couldn't get through it.
Quite possibly.
This is the whole cat suit thing. I don't know.
All right.
I think we should spend the rest of the hour, see if we can actually talk about cats. Somebody that is two people, because you haven't seen it either. They're completely uninformed.
The movie, or just cats in general? The musical, or just cats in general?
Cats. Have you ever owned a cat? Oh, you did.
That's
right.
Did. We owned
cats. Yeah, I remember.
Cats
and chickens. Let's not go down that road again.
But cats, next week we're going to have an in-studio guest, and I hope it's a we.
Okay.
Basilicki Cats Sarau. That's really her last name. She's a poet from New Jersey, and she reached out to me after last week when I had Mary Norris. I did the Mary Norris interview on the phone of her book. It's
did
all
she
Greek
listen?
To me. She did, because Vasiliki is of Greek descent, and she said, "Oh well, you know, I'm another Greek." And I said, "Oh, you have to come on the show because of, anyway." So she's going to be on next week. She was born in Massachusetts, educated at Harvard College, the University of Paris, the Sorbonne, and Boston University. She's
wow.
A Pushcart Prize-nominated poem. Her Memento Tsunami was published in 2011. She does all kinds of Huntington County poet workshops at the Clinton Art Museum.
We should have really had a poetry slam or something.
I know, like, and she has done programs at the library. She's coordinated them. She also directed her own film about Fruitlands, the... Bronson Alcott, yeah, we did. The Bronson Alcott utopian disaster up in Massachusetts. She, Vasiliki is very fascinating, and I'm sorry we lost touch, but I'm glad we're back in touch. So, yeah.
So you knew her well back in the day or something?
Yeah, back in the early 2000s, we had her here a lot.
She's still glad she's still around.
I am thrilled, yeah.
Do you have one of her poems we can read?
I don't, but...
to kind of promote next week's show?
I don't. There's not one on her website. I am looking for one. And I actually had asked her to send me one.
Do you have a Jumping Jewels poem for
not
our audience today?
Not only do I have a Jumping Jewels poem, I have one that she sent me an audio clip.
She's going to read it for us?
She's going to read it for us.
Wow.
And I sent her the clip of the last library show, and she said that, tell Jim I really enjoyed his poem. Hmm. And she also said
my one and only.
I had mentioned she lived in Harrogate, which is in the north of England, and she reminded me she moved to Cambridge 30 years ago. So,
Oops.
So how about before we go to the first commercial break, I will do...
In honor of National Poetry Month.
We will read My Witch.
And our friend across the pond.
Here's My Witch.
Good afternoon and welcome to Children's Corner. The tale this afternoon is called My Witch, was written by Jumping Jewels and is narrated by Julie Stevens. Do enjoy.
My Witch. There's a witch in our shed, or so I've been told, with hair like a princess and beautifully clothed. She rides a silver broomstick with a very friendly mouse all around our garden, flying over our house. Her eyes are bright blue, her lips deep pink. She tells you funny stories, how scary animals shrink. She uses her wand to freeze bothersome boys, replace them with fairies, unicorns and toys. She takes from our fridge our food that's so cold, for spells and magic potions turn brothers into toads. Our kettle is her cauldron to boil all her spells, always leaving our kitchen with the most delicious smells. There's a witch in our shed, or so I've been told. I wanted to meet her, but she cried, "You're too old!"
Edited by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Children's Corner was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.
That was Our Witch by Jumpin' Jewels, read by Julie Stevens. Jim's nodding. Okay, we will go to our first commercial break and be back with Today in History.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. Starring Jennifer Winberry, Jim Thatch, and a group of jellicle cats. I want to thank Jumpin' Jules for her latest poem to be read. I think we should have someone on our show with a British accent. It would
class, please.
Probably, I think our ratings would skyrocket. I can listen to that accent all day. Could you?
Yes.
It's time for Today in History this week. It's time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on the current date. Today is April 4th, 2019. I'll ask Jennifer and I'll ask you at home or at work or wherever you're in front of your computer listening to us. Questions about events that happened in years past. I'll also give you some names of people who were born or who have died on April 4th and see if you know who they are just by hearing their name. We got a few today. There was some good pickings on April 4th.
You know what?
Fourth, a busy day in history.
I looked through. I was going to do some sort of Today in History last week when you weren't here, and there was nothing. I couldn't even guess what you would have asked me last week.
There are days like that, Jennifer. For some reason, nothing happens for some reason. I think there's something to it. I don't know what the cosmic reason is for that, but April 4th is not one of those days, so let's go back to April 4th, 1818, Jennifer. The United States Congress, affirming the Second Continental Congress, adopts the flag of the United States with 13 red and white stripes and one star for each state. My question for you,
how many stars?
How many states were there at that time? 1818.
It was before the Louisiana Purchase. Let's say 18.
You're close. It's 20.
That would be a good question for your trivia night.
Yep. 20 states when the American flag was adopted in 1818, Jennifer. Okay, Jennifer. April 4th, 1841, the first U.S. president dies in office. Who is it? What happened? Etc.
This should be something that just trips, like that's right there. McKinley died of pneumonia, but that was in the later in the century or early next. I don't know.
It was William Henry Harrison, Jennifer, died of pneumonia.
Oh, okay. McKinley was shot. Was he shot? I don't know.
Setting the record for the briefest administration. Remember, he caught pneumonia on his inauguration day because he refused to wear a coat.
Right.
On a very chilly Washington, D.C. day. And died in office, I think, a scant 35 days after he was president. Sad story. William Henry Harrison. 1865, Jennifer, you might guess that this is Civil War trivia. The Union forces, the Union forces capture the Confederate capital, Jennifer, and President Lincoln visits the next day what was the Confederate capital.
Williamsburg. No, that was the colonial capital. I don't know.
Well, if Lincoln visited it the next day, it had to be pretty close to Washington, D.C.
Couldn't have been Baltimore. I don't know.
Richmond, Virginia.
Richmond.
The Confederate capital.
I was in the right state.
1923, on April 4th, Warner Brothers Pictures opens its door and is open for business. My question to you, the Warner Brothers, how many Warner Brothers were there?
One.
There were four Warner Brothers. What do you mean one?
I don't know. I thought it was like a thing.
Jack, Harry, Albert, and Sam Warner.
The way you were laughing.
Okay, 1964, something historical for the Billboard Hot 100 pop chart, something that never happened previously and has never happened again. What happened? The Billboard Hot 100 pop chart on April 4th, 1964.
I don't know.
Scant couple months before I was born, Jennifer.
I can't know.
The top five positions of the chart were occupied by the same band.
Oh, could it be the Beatles?
The Beatles occupy the top five positions on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Pretty amazing.
I saw another trailer for yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And when the talk show host says there's two gentlemen backstage who says they wrote these songs,
yeah.
One of them is barefoot.
Correct.
You saw the trailer. You saw that.
Alluding to the, I believe, to the Abbey Road album.
I believe so also, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So we'll see. Kind of one of those movies that I really don't want to know any facts and just go in there cold.
Right,
I hate knowing too much about going when I go into a movie, don't you? Sometimes you know too much, like you're expecting things to happen. I enjoy it better, like especially a well-made movie when you don't know what's coming. You're caught by surprise.
All right, well, I won't tell you anymore.
Why, you do you know anymore?
No,
You've
I don't.
Been reading spoilers?
No. No, I try not to.
Okay, Jennifer, probably the biggest event ever to happen on April 4th in any year happened in 1968. What happened on April 4th, 1968?
Scant 6 months before I was born. It wasn't the moon landing.
It still reverberates to this day.
It was not the moon landing. I don't know.
It happened in Memphis, Tennessee.
I don't know. Elvis died?
Someone was assassinated.
Oh, Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. assassinated by James Earl Ray on this date in 1968. And then finally, 1973, Jennifer. What New York City building is officially dedicated?
World Trade Center.
Correct. The Twin Towers.
Twin Towers.
Were dedicated and opened on this date in April 4th, and we all know the history of the Twin Towers. Born on this. I think I just have born. No, I'd have died, too.
Oh, good.
I just didn't separate them.
Okay.
No, I just have born. Never mind. I guess I found the one who died on this date. Interesting. Born on this date in 1792, Thaddeus Stevens.
Was he Lincoln? No. Have something to do with Lincoln?
Go on. If anybody's seen the movie Lincoln starring Daniel Day-Lewis, you know exactly who Thaddeus Stevens is.
Did he run against Lincoln? Or was he his first vice president?
Neither. He was instrumental in helping Lincoln pass the 13th Amendment. He was it was a political rival, but was a dead set against slavery.
Okay.
And helped Lincoln, was instrumental, played by Tommy Lee Jones in the movie, Lincoln. So he was instrumental in bringing about the 13th Amendment. Very important man in history, Jennifer. Some very good scenes in that movie from Tommy Lee Jones as Thaddeus Stevens. If you've not seen the movie Lincoln, it's one of my favorite movies of all time. It's up there. It's in my top 10, Jennifer. No question about it. Lincoln. I'm sure we have it in our collection. If you'd like to borrow it from the Hunterdon County Library, let's put a hold on it, and we'll keep it behind the Cirque desk till you come by and pick it up.
We'd be happy
to do that to you.
Or send it to whatever library you'd like it.
Yes, if you're by the North County Branch Library and it's more convenient for you to go there to pick it up, we'll do that for you. That's how much we want you to see the movie Lincoln.
Jim will drive it right to your house.
I will, and I'll provide commentary if you'd like. 1928, Estelle Harris was born. A little bit of a local connection.
I thought it was going to be George. No, it would be Harrison. Estelle Harris. Nope.
Estelle Harris, actress, most famously playing George Costanza's mother.
Oh, I'm not a
Seinfeld. On Seinfeld?
Nope.
But she was local. I was friends with her son for a while. He used to play basketball with me.
Really?
Yes, yeah, so still lives in the area.
Hmm.
1932, Anthony Perkins.
He was a movie actor. His most famous role was, what's his name in Psycho? Norman Bates.
Norman Bates is correct, Anthony Perkins. I'm trying to think of some other film roles, but that is far and away his most famous role. Anthony Perkins, born on April 4th, 1932. Born on April 4th, 1942, it was Kitty Kelly.
She was a personality, like a TV personality. And the most, to me, she was just like a perpetual game show contestant.
You're thinking of Kitty Carlisle.
Kitty Carlisle, okay. Kitty Kelly. Nope, then I don't know.
It's from the literary world, Jennifer, no?
Mm-mm.
Kitty Kelly, famous for writing scandalous biographies.
Did she do like the...
Frank Sinatra being the most popular. Kitty Kelly. 1944, Craig T. Nelson was born.
The only thing I can think of is Coach.
Coach is correct. An actor, Craig T. Nelson. Also a big role, a very popular family drama series on TV called Parenthood. That was wildly popular maybe 5 years ago or so. We probably have that in our collection, I bet.
I bet we do.
Like an all-star cast of very well-done family show. Born on April 4th, 1965, Robert Downey Jr.
He was a movie actor. He was always in trouble. I know he has like one famous role that I'm always surprised it was him.
He's got a wildly popular role that he's been playing in multiple movies in the last 10 years.
What is it?
He's Tony Stark from Iron Man movies and The Avengers.
That's not it. There's one that I'm always...
That's not it? That's not Robert Downey Jr.?
No. There's one that I'm like, that's him?
Oh, yeah. He was in...
No, but I'm always surprised.
He played a lot of like in those like weird science and like movies like that when he was younger. He's been in a lot of things. He's actually a very gifted actor, but right, he did have a little trouble with, I don't know if it was drugs or something, but a very talented actor. He was in the Sherlock Holmes movies. They did a series with him.
That might have been what I'm... That might be...
Is that what you're thinking of?
That might be.
Moving on, 1966, 1 year later, Nancy McKean.
She was Joe on Facts of Life.
How'd you know that so quickly?
Oh, because I loved that. And I loved the way she wore her hair with the two little ponytails.
What's Nancy McKean doing these days?
I have no idea. And her brother was on, I think, Alice. I think he played Alice's son, Patrick.
It's funny that you know some obscure things.
I know.
And you just know them so thoroughly.
Like what I know. Well,
1979, finally, last one, Jennifer, April 4th, Heath Ledger.
He's a movie actor. I could not name something he's in, but I'm sure I've seen.
Actually, he's in another one of my top 10 movies of all time. Oddly enough, I didn't realize it till right now. Probably most famous recently, he died, Jennifer. He played the Joker in The Dark Knight, the Batman movies.
Okay.
But my favorite, one of my top 10, another alert that a movie, if you're going to pick up Lincoln, pick up this one too and do a American History Night at the
Patriot.
Movies. The Patriot, starring Heath Ledger and Mel Gibson. Great, great Revolutionary War movie. Probably one of my favorites.
I've actually seen that a couple times.
Isn't it good?
Yes, it is.
So I thoroughly enjoy that movie.
Okay.
And that is Today in History.
Very nice. Very good. So I saw two movies this week.
Oh, you did?
They're still in the theater, so they're not on DVD yet. But I saw Gloria Bell with Julianne Moore and Brad
Never
Garrett.
Heard of it. I know who they are.
And, Robert Totoro? Yeah, Totoro, not Nick Totoro, Frank Totoro. It's a 50-something-year-old divorced woman, and just like a brief snapshot of her She's been divorced for about 13 years, and she starts dating.
And it's a brief snapshot.
It's just like a brief snapshot of like one summer or one season in her life. But there's a lot of
like a prequel kind of thing. Like
no. It's she's 55 and she's met a new guy and she dates him.
So this is one summer and they just.
I don't know if it's a summer because it's LA, so it's hard to tell.
So you're just getting the story of her life through this one summer. Like, do they flash back?
Yeah, it's not a flashback.
Was it a happy ending?
Yeah.
Yeah. Gloria Bell. So do you recommend this movie to our listeners, Jennifer?
I recommend it to women of a certain age.
That have been divorced for 13 years?
No, but...
Certain age being your age?
I would say maybe 45 and up.
Okay. And the other movie?
It's bugging me that I don't know his name.
It's not bugging me.
I know it's not. It should bug you. John Turturro, not Frank. The other movie I saw was The Aftermath. It was Keira Knightley. And it's set in Germany right after World War II. Like, immediately. It's still the English occupation.
Mm-hmm.
When a British officer commandeers a German's house. But it focuses on this one British officer commandeering a house.
Okay.
And it's... It should be. It says it's 5 months after the war ended, so it means it should start in October. But there's snow on the ground, and they're saying how cold it is in Germany, and it probably wouldn't have been quite that cold and have snow on the ground.
Maybe.
But it goes just past Christmas, and it's kind of like a micro. I really like micro histories.
Okay.
So that one I definitely recommend if you're a World War II.
So what's the plot? Technically.
A British officer and his wife move into the house of a German man. It's an estate, a manor.
And
he and his daughter are there. And the officer, he can send the German man and his daughter to live in a camp. And he says, no, just stay up in the attic and stay out of our way. And he's more sympathetic or empathetic to the Germans at that time. And he keeps going. He goes to work every day, the British officer. He goes into Hamburg and, you know, trying to keep the peace and of course a relationship develops between his wife and the German man. And
gotcha.
But there's a whole backstory about where the German man's wife is and his teenage daughter. And then there's a backstory with the British officer and his wife.
Gotcha.
That it takes a while to unfold.
So you're recommending this movie?
I am. I actually recommend it.
A woman of certain age?
No. For anyone who likes little micro bits of World War II. It's right after, and it reminds you that after the war is over, we didn't just pack up and go home.
We did not indeed, Jennifer. Did we carpet bag? What did we do?
We tried to keep the peace, but... Why? There were no American... It was focused on British officers.
Right.
So,
okay. Well, thank you. The time is 11:30 something. I can't see. 11:35. 25 minutes. Jim Gannot from Taking Care of Business. No, not from Crown Trophy. We'll be in with his show, Taking Care of Business, at 12 noon. So that leaves us 25 minutes to cover some library business. Let me just start with our displays at the Hunterdon County Library and the North County Branch Library. In April, start at the North County Branch Library, since they think we don't, never mind. displays in April at the North County Branch Library, images from the Peace Corps experience by former Peace Corps volunteer Nancy Gunkelman. Working in a new land, teaching skills, learning customs and languages, all this inspired Peace Corps volunteers from New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and New York to preserve their memories with art. This show highlights many ways Peace Corps volunteers make a positive contribution and build unique friendships. Also on display at the North County Branch in April is the Delaware Valley Bead Society, a myriad of complex and beautiful patterns created with beads on all sorts of tools, jewelry, and decorative objects. One part of the display highlights their annual challenge, create something totally unique with a kit of beads. Isn't that the challenge every time, Jennifer?
I would think so, but what do I know?
Meet the beaders and see their techniques on Saturday, April 12th from 1 to 4 p.m. So that's a week from Saturday if you want to meet members of the Delaware Valley Bead Society. Stop by the Newark County Branch Library on Saturday, April 12th between 1 and 4 p.m. And at the Hunter County Library during the month of April in our main gallery, we have a historical display about New Sweden, which was a section of Hunter County back in the day that I was not familiar with, and I still haven't finished reading those boards. But it's an interesting micro-history, as Jennifer likes to call it, of Hunter County. Micro-bit, what did you call it?
Micro-history.
Micro-history of Hunter County in our main gallery. So stop by and learn all about New Sweden.
And there's pictures on Facebook of the display.
Very good. And then in our display cases in the lobby for the month of April, we have a rug-hooking display by Lucy Walsh. And then another gentleman has displayed of his... There's something else in there, too. I'm drawing a blank on what it is. It's rug-hooking, and then this gentleman is... I think it's something with beads,
I was just going to say, I believe it's beads also.
Yes. Has some bead work in there. It's very impressive display, actually. They took forever to put it up, and it's really impressive. So stop by the North County Branch and Hunter County Library sometime in April and see this display. Stop by every month because our displays rotate monthly, and there's always something new and exciting, art-wise and, like, craft-wise at both locations, so... We're happy to bring this. And we have lots of talented local artists and crafters that display. And our exhibit areas are always full. The exhibit displays at the Hunter County Library, I think, for a full through 2021 already. So that's how popular it is. And then a lot of the artists sell their work, which brings me to the HD Outdoor Art Show and Sale. Why not? Coming up in June, we do this every year. For the past eight, I think this is the eighth year we've been doing this. In the recent round, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, we get 75 of the best local artists to come to the Hunter County Library on Saturday, June 8th, between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. to display their artwork on snow fences on the library lawn. We'll have music by the Marshall's Dixieland Band. So come by and browse the snow fences. Maybe you'll find something you'd like to buy. We have judges that'll judge the artwork. And if you are a local artist, listen closely. First prize for best in show is $500. And then we have prizes for first place in each category, which is adult professional, adult amateur, and student. There's a nominal entry fee. We're going to be putting out the entry form starting on Monday, I believe, Jennifer, National Library Week, which I'll talk about right after this. So you can pick up an entry form. You can either go online at hclibrary.us and print out an entry form and send that in. Only the first 75 artists will be accepted. Or stop by the library and grab an entry form, fill it out. And get yourself into the show. If you're a local artist, this is something you're going to want to do. We have more information about this on the library show or on our webpage or at the Hunter County Library in the months to come. But save the date, June 8th, 2019, the HCL Outdoor Art Show and Sale, sponsored by the Friends of the Hunter County Library and also featuring in our meeting room art crafts for kids on that day as another added attraction. And before we go to our last commercial break, I want to mention that next week is National Library Week. Every year, libraries around the USA celebrate National Library Week. This year at the Hunter County Library, the North County Branch Library, and the South County Branch Library, we have gift baskets that we'll be raffling off for kids and adults. There'll be one for adults and one for kids at each location. So stop by Hunter County Library. Every time you do stop by, you can put an entry into the box, and I believe the adult basket is got like a gardening theme to it.
You believe correctly.
And the child one has like got games and child crafts
kind
in there.
Of things, yeah.
So, and then we'll have a lot of information available about our art show, obviously, and our summer concerts and the book sale, of course, and a lot of services, museum passes, for example, at the library present. Sometimes there'll be an information table right in the lobby for the whole library week, and a library staff member will be down there sometimes to answer your questions or just to chat, kill some time instead of doing work like they should be doing. And the Hunterdon County Library Bookmobile during National Library Week will be at Deer Path Park on Wednesday.
YMCA.
Deer Path Park, YMCA.
The YMCA, yes. Not the park.
Okay, well, at Deer Path. The Hunterdon County YMCA at Deer Path Park on Wednesday, April 10th.
And you're going to email me the flyer, and I'll put it up on Facebook so everybody can get all the details.
Gotcha. Well, there's our flyers in the lobby, but we'll put it on Facebook, and we'll put it on our webpage as well. And maybe it's not on our webpage yet, but we'll take care of that. And then also we have two concerts at the Hunterdon County Library during National Library Week to celebrate. Our friend Jack McDade is making a special National Library Week appearance on Wednesday, April 10th at 7 p.m. at night with the Variety at the Library show. Jack McDade is a Sinatra-style singer. He's also quite the comedian. And then Rick and Melissa Charwin will be there as well, and singer AJ for a cabaret-style variety show. A lot of fun. If you've ever seen Jack McDade perform, this might be the time to do it. And then the next day, Thursday, April 11th, Fred Miller is back with his afternoon concert series. Fred will be singing all about Harry Warren. Singing and talking about Harry Warren, the silver screen's greatest hit maker. This is an afternoon concert series that will be at 2 p.m. at the Hunterdon County Library. These concerts are free and open to the public, and funding is provided partly by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library and a grant from the Cultural and Heritage Commission.
And Tuesday afternoon, we're going to have a special screening at the Headquarters Library from 12 to 3. It's free. It's a free vision screening. It's hosted by Assembly Members Andrew Zwicker and Roy Feynman and the Department of Human Services Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. It'll be some eye health education and a quick no-cost vision screening on site for children, and they do this throughout the state.
So a lot going on National Library Week. We also will have story times and pause to read, all the other stuff that you come to expect the Hunterdon County Library. It's a good time to stop by the library because you could win a gift basket on top of all the other great things when you come pick up the Patriot or Lincoln from our DVD collection. So many things to do, Jennifer. You don't even know where to start. See the displays, obviously, that we just talked about. See the new setup of the library. The youth services department's now on the upper level.
Well, how about we go to our last commercial break?
And we'll talk all
about
that.
And we'll give a tour when we come back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness.
We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry. Jim Gano will be in 10 minutes to take care of business. And just before the last break, Jim mentioned that the Youth Services Department has moved upstairs to the upper level. And yesterday, Stu and Glenn from Library Interiors met with us again, and we're getting ready to pretty it on up.
Which means what?
Put some fun games and toys. We've got a new Thomas table, thanks to the Friends of the Library. We have a couple of computer stations in the back corner dedicated to our youngest users. They have games on them, all kinds of educational games. Probably a puppet theater will be up there, some kind of village building.
Was there a timetable on this?
Sooner than later.
That's good. So we're very excited. The upper level of the library is very sunny. It's very inviting. I think it's going to be a nice. Destination. I think kids are going to be clamoring to go there, especially when we get all these new added features. Was the movie theater ID kicked around?
I mentioned it, and James was going to. You know, he wants to hear it from you.
Wants to hear it from me?
Yes, it was your idea.
I'm just going to start building it. Bring in the wood.
Well, maybe we can make the puppet theater like a movie theater.
I'll give it some thought.
Talk to him.
I want to buy a little marquee, like.
I know, you need to talk to him.
A little private little area that you can go in and.
We try to avoid private little areas.
Well, not specifically private, but I mean, you can, I don't know.
All right.
And then other things have moved as well. So where's Reference, you might ask? They were upstairs. Where are the public computers? They're not upstairs anymore? No, they're not. They're on the main level now. Adult Services, which was the Reference Department, is now located where the Children's Department was. They flip-flopped. And the computers are located in that fishbowl room right next to Adult Services for now. But they will be moving into the Reference Department proper in the days and weeks to come. Yes. So the Reference Department is now inside the glass doors to the right of the circulation desk on the main level. On the lower level now is our biographies in the 800s and 900s, as well as the Bookmark Cafe is still down there. What else is down there? We got games and stuff and tables, private little seating areas. If you want to have a little private meeting, that lower level would be the place to do it.
And where,
periodicals, of course.
Right now, there's still some shelving in it, but there'll be an area just off to the side for a little meeting room, and people were using it as a little meeting room yesterday.
Very good.
They were sent there by you, as a matter of fact.
Oh, the
the Tewksbury. Oh, why don't you talk
about community players?
Why don't you talk about
Saturday?
Yeah, why don't you talk about that?
So we're having. I don't have the flyer with me, do I? Mm-hmm. We're having a special. Maybe you can read it offline.
All right, I will do that.
We have a special performance on Saturday at the Hunterdon County Library from the Olwick Community Players. They've done this a few years ago. It's a two-person play that they're putting on in our meeting room on Saturday, April, whatever Saturday is.
April 6th. There's only going to be two people there.
It's a two-person play. The director is there.
All right.
And there's only two people acting in the play.
It's A Human Being Died That Night by Nicholas Wright, based on the book by Pumla Gobodo Mardikzala. Eugene de Kock was a paid white politician assassin nicknamed Prime Evil for his crimes against anti-apartheid activists. while serving his two life sentences, black psychologist Pumla went to interview him, hoping to seek humanity and forgiveness within the government-sanctioned monster. The thought-provoking interrogation moves from clinical to intimate in a cell where fear and compassion coexist. And that is Saturday afternoon at
So the director is Mary LaRue, and this is the old Community Players. So this is free and open to the public if you want to see a well-rehearsed, well-written, well-directed two-person play, the Huntington County Library Meeting Room on Saturday, April 6th, beginning at 2 p.m.
Will you be there?
I'm going to be there to set up. I'm not sure if I'm going to be there for the play or not. We'll have to see what's going on
in the life of Jim Thatch.
Yes, but I'll be there to get the ball rolling, if you will, Jennifer. And then I just get out of the way like I always do. I will be there on Wednesday, April 24th, when Travis Wetzel visits, Bluegrass Fiddler Travis Wetzel visits us again from his home in Tennessee for his annual trek up north to Huntington County, where he used to live. We used to live in this area. He still visits us once a year, and he's a premier bluegrass fiddler, one of the best in the country, if not the world. Puts on marathon programs, which is one reason which I will be there to make sure we
can out before midnight.
Yeah, at least. Great show, though. If you haven't heard Travis Wetzel perform, he actually has three band members with him playing this time. So it's going to be a full show. You can sign up for any of our programs that Jennifer and I are talking about on our online event calendar, which is easy to use. Just go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. The event calendar is right there, right on the top of the page. Just click on it. The calendar will come up. Pick the date, or you can sort it out between concerts or children's programs. Find which ones you want, and you can sign up right on that calendar. No personal interaction necessary.
Nice.
Though it's still nice to do. I mean, you can still also call if that's the way you prefer. Call the reference department at the North County branch or main library to sign up for the programs as well. But if you're feeling a little antisocial, you can do it that way as well. Or it's easier to do. And that's why we got this new event calendar, to make it easier for you to do. And then the calendar will alert you, send you reminders if you want when the program is coming up, if the program is canceled for some reason. So that's a way to go.
Sorry, I'm like looking at the programs coming up in May because we have some pretty good ones.
Okay. We've got like 2 minutes left, so why don't you just give us
all right,
a quick
real fast. We're going to have a speaker on New Jersey State Parks on May 2nd because it's getting time of year to be outside walking. On May 9th, we're going to welcome back author Patty Kerr, her second edition of I Love You, Who Are You? Patty's a certified Alzheimer's caregiver and educator.
On May 8th, Moss Henry and the Bryophytes.
Yes.
Isn't that correct?
Yes. On May 14th, Elizabeth Hamilton will have a portrayer of Alexander Hamilton's wife, the woman behind the man.
Ooh.
And on the 22nd.
When is that?
The 14th of May.
Remind me to tell my wife for that, or I'll.
Well, as soon as you make the flyer, you can bring one home to her.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to be all over that.
And then on the 22nd, we will have the Borderline Bluegrass Trio.
Yes. A popular country band that we have probably mostly annually. Very popular local band, The Suitors and Bob Harris, performing your favorite country and bluegrass hits.
And then there's on April 16th, there's an encore presentation of Fred Miller, Julie Stein, it's on the calendar.
Wow.
I'm in May.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. May 16th, Fred Miller will be back singing about Jules Stein, the Melody Master, at the North County branch that night. The Bryn Stanley Trio, the Great American Songbook.
There's a lot going on in May, Jennifer.
There sure is. How to Break Up with Your Clutter with Jamie Novick, and the Justin Langman Duo Concert. Justin Langman started playing at the library when he was just, I guess it's Justine, his sister. The Langmans started playing when they were still in high school. There were three siblings, and I believe they're all now in college, and they're still playing at the North County Branch Library. So that's about it for today. Don't forget to stop in and see all the changes coming. And remember, wherever you are, you can stop in, call, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The FBI director is warning global threats to the United States have never been greater than they are right now. Testifying at a House hearing, the FBI chief Chris Wray is warning against complacency, and he says the U.S. must keep pace with technology to address the growing cyber threats coming from all around the globe.
It is by now patently clear that those who would do all of us harm, criminals, terrorists, hackers, and spies, are exploiting encryption and other methods to hide their communications and their crimes.
Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan is joining an already very crowded field of Democrats seeking the White House next year, announcing this morning on his campaign website that a quiet revolution's begun in this country that's driven by compassion and the independent spirit our nation is known for. This is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Equal Housing Insurer.
Weekly jobless claims are down to the lowest level in almost a half century. The Labor Department reports 202,000 first-time claims were filed last week. And that's the lowest number since December of 1969. Investigators and family members of a missing boy are trying to confirm the identity of a teenager who claims he's actually the Illinois boy who went missing in 2011 and that he just escaped from kidnappers in Ohio and ran across a bridge into Kentucky. Police say the 14-year-old they found wandering the streets claims he's Timothy Pitson. Pitson's grandmother says,
I'm very hopeful that it's him and that he's okay and he's been in a good place when he was gone, that he's going to come back to us.
Target will be raising its minimum wage to $13 an hour in June. The giant retailer is saying it's part of its plan to raise the minimum for current and new workers to $15 by 2020. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Two California teenagers dead, electrocuted while trying to save a dog that fell into an irrigation canal. It happened earlier this week in Dixon near Sacramento. Police say the 17-year-old boys jumped in and then grabbed a metal bridge that spanned the canal when they were electrocuted, unable to let go of the metal. Many are still waiting to see if President Trump makes good on his threat to close the southern border with Mexico. If Mexico doesn't do more to stem the tide of illegal immigrants flooding over that border into the United States. Speaking about it on the campaign trail yesterday, one of the Democratic presidential hopefuls, Julian Castro.
People across the board, from conservatives to liberals, have said that closing the border